Awaken Your Alpha, Episode 14, Rion Freeburg, Sex Energy. Bring it on.
Unfortunately, the majority have forgotten how to go out there and grab life by the balls. Which brings us to this point in evolution. It is time for me to pass you over to your guide, Adam. I must, however, warn you, he is not like me. We both speak English. Him? Just not so well. Anyway, apologies. Here he is.
This episode is brought to you by FLF29, Fit Lean Fast Athletic Body Transformation. What could you actually achieve in 29 days? Head over to facebook.com/fitleanfast29 to find out. I'll see you there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so we've got a brilliant, very interesting podcast for you today. So I'm ready to learn a lot. And with me here is Rion Freeburg. So firstly, Rion, I just want to ask you, are you ready to awaken your alpha?
Oh, I'm ready to help these guys and help you to help me. To help us awaken our alphas, that's right.
Quality. Yeah. Okay. Well, again, we're going to be talking a lot about love today. I would say this is probably one of my weaker areas. I've got a lot of love, but I want to just kind of pass you over to yourself to give us a little bit of an introduction to what it is you currently do, sort of on a day-to-day basis, a little bit about yourself and what you currently do.
Okay, currently I'm running a new blog that is refocusing like my primary expertise, which is really with sex energy. So it's called Sex Energy Success, and really helps men to, and we can talk about love too, but sex and sex energy, attraction, creativity, health and vitality, those are really strengths of mine. So that blog's really to help people have more success in life with sex energy, sex transmutation.
Man, this is going to be a good one today. I'm seriously interested in this.
Awesome.
Because again, it's not a lot. It's not a lot. What people talk about, especially guys. So, can you just tell us, you know, a sort of a quote that you like to live by on a daily basis, like that sort of resonates with you?
There's a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt that I really love. It's, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And that quote just, it really resonates with me. Really, what you could say is a visionary entrepreneur. And I really have a great vision for the evolution of the entertainment industry and really transformational entertainment, working with sex energy and so forth. And how sex energy is relevant for the evolution of consciousness and for a man's personal growth and alphaness too. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. So, can we get a little bit of your sort of your alpha origin, your backstory, get to know you a little bit better? How did you get to this point? Because obviously you don't just wake up one day and think, you know, I'm going to be the man when it comes to sex, because it is quite a complicated subject. And I could do with finding out some more about this myself.
Okay. It goes back to university. It's at UW-Madison College. And I was fine when I was with women, like dating them. And then I couldn't understand their behavior, how they could be so icy and closed off and contradicting themselves. And then while I was dating women, then I'd date a couple women at the same time and things would just work. And it really confused me. It baffled me. And I just wanted to figure women out more so I could, instead of be clueless, being a great catch of a guy, but just confused, actually have more awareness and success in that area with the women that I wanted to be with, like higher quality and so forth. So that started things. And it sent me on a journey. I went to Brazil in 97 and got an entirely different perspective on women and female behavior. And, you know, it's really, I read Think and Grow Rich, that chapter, The Mystery of Sex Transmutation, in 1999. And this was when I was in the US Army, like right during basic training.
Where are you originally from, Rion? Because I know you're in Thailand at the moment.
At the moment, yes. I'm originally from your Wisconsin.
Yes, your sound is really breaking up at the moment, but hopefully we can understand you and clean it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So you're originally from Wisconsin.
Yes, USA.
And when did you join the army?
Late 1998 for 4 years.
Okay.
So I was stationed in Hawaii. That was a love-hate relationship of its own nature. So really helped me to get more discipline and so forth. But that dynamic of being around all the guys and the testosterone and so forth, as you can imagine, it helped you to want to be around women even more and get things handled. And then reading that book, Think and Grow Rich, that chapter, it inspired me to search even more answers to really figure out creativity, sexual attraction, and it sent me on a different journey to the East, Southeast Asia, really a different spiritual path.
Well, yeah. Rion, that sounds like you're leading straight into my next question, which is really the awakened question. When did it all start to change? What finally awakened you? I mean, you mentioned the book there. But it's up to you. Is that the moment really when it all started to change?
There were three moments. That was one of them. Another one of the moments was when a friend of mine actually went to Thailand and brought a resource back to Hawaii, which I refer to as the original resource that was so light years ahead as far as sex energy, as far as transformational entertainment, that was such a defining moment that I decided to go to Asia for the first time. And then it started that path of awakening, which really evolved into all kinds of crazy things that are really awesome. And then there's one other moment that was midsummer 1995 it was, where I was studying from David D'Angelo or Eben Pagan, bought a couple of his programs, and did some coaching with Brent Smith before that. But I was consistent with women when I was dating multiple women, then I'd have dry spells, and I couldn't figure things out until one summer night I watched this movie called, it's with Nicole Kidman, the something, Stepford Wives, that's what it was. I watched that.
Okay.
And had this great epiphany that just changed everything from that moment, and I started writing this book and entered the dating industry in 1995. No, not 95, it was 2000. 2005. Yeah, wow. Off on the years there a bit.
I just wanted to ask you a little bit about this dating multiple women, because I know a lot of people who have done it when they're younger.
Okay.
I've seen the benefits and obviously the downsides. And probably the only reason I never really did it is because I was too lazy when it came to that. It's quite an effort, and I was really into sort of my sport, my training. But I know some very close friends who did that, and as you say, they seem to have success, probably more success than they would have had if they had focused on the one woman at the time. What do you think that's all about?
Ironically, biologically, we can look at even the show The Bachelor versus The Bachelorette and the dynamic that's going on, where things are actually in a man's favor to have women, multiple women, naturally into him, versus the other way around, where it's multiple men competing for one woman, then it becomes like a train wreck of dynamics and just it's a mess. So a man can naturally have that energy and that state of reality whether he's dating multiple women or not, but it's appealing for so many reasons that a man is desired and wanted by women sexually, biologically, emotionally. And that gives him a power, which is also an advantage in a long-term relationship, because if he ever leaves her, he could always find other women.
Blimey. Crazy stuff. Yeah. Right. What do you say on your journey has been one of your biggest mistakes, either professionally or personally?
I would say that it probably would be wanting to figure things out myself with my ego, instead of going to the masters and learning directly from them faster.
Oh yeah, I've been there. that is a big thing. Yeah. It's the ego, man. It really can hold you back on that sort of area.
Yeah,
definitely. Okay, well, we're gonna mix up the pace here now, and this is our yin yang round. So okay. I'm gonna hit you up with a series of sort of 50-50 questions, and it's just simple stuff. And we just want you to go with your gut and see where it takes us. You ready for that?
Sure.
Okay. Water ski or snow ski?
Water ski.
P90X or Insanity? If you know what they are.
Oh. I don't know too much. Yeah, I would say Insanity.
Yeah, insane. Good stuff. Yeah. Beer or wine?
Both. Can I choose both? Depends what night of the week.
I'll give you on that. Okay. Midweek, yeah. Beer or wine?
Wine.
Okay. I'll lean towards that one myself as well. Home cooked or dinner out?
Dinner out.
San Francisco or New York?
New York.
Pizza or pasta?
Pizza. I was brought up in central Wisconsin, Stevens Point, you could say.
Okay, US. Stevens Point then. So if you fill in the blank for me here,
okay.
If I was to ever visit Stevens Point, I should...
Go to Riverfront Rendezvous on the 4th of July weekend.
Okay, what goes on there then?
Oh, the whole town and surrounding areas on the riverfront, and the fireworks across the river, and stuff like that. Beer tents and very nice. Food.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, and then just to finish up that, this isn't such a quick response needed. What's your favorite movie?
Oh my goodness.
I know, that's a tough one.
Oh, there's so many movies. I am such a movie buff. Yeah, it's a tough one.
I love my movies, and I was trying to, you can have different ones for different genres, but if you had to be, squeezed on this, you don't have to try and look professional. What would you say is your favorite movie that had to go next to your name?
For now, we'll just say Last of the Mohicans.
Oh, that is awesome. That is such a good film. Daniel Day-Lewis, I love that film. That is as old school as well now.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. I don't need to ask why. That is just such a good film. Okay, cool. Right, now we're on to our Yoda question. So who helped to awaken your alpha? Who's been sort of a mentor, or not necessarily a mentor, just who would you say was your Yoda back in the day or even now?
Very good, are you?
Oh man, you'd be so upset that the sound was breaking up there as well. But I'm glad to say that's one impression I can't even attempt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a beauty. Over to you.
Okay. I would say the answer would be goddesses, and I can name some specifically. Very enlightened women in the human form, performers. Those, I've learned the most from them. And there's also some other masters in different areas, but I've learned the most from enlightened women, you could say.
Okay, brilliant. Is there anyone who springs to mind, or is it just in general?
Yeah, there's one that still kind of stands above the rest. Her name is Palmy.
Okay.
P-A-L-M-Y, yes.
Okay. Where is she based, or what does she get up to, or how does she influence you?
She's a female performer who's half Belgian, half Thai, raised in Australia for a large part of her life. And she's really a transformational artist. And she has this great feminine, sexual, and enlightened heart energy about her that is just, it's really amazing. And it really helps to transform men into alpha men themselves. So
yeah, that's what we're here for. So Rion, have you got anything you feel strongly that you want to speak about and kind of put it into some kind of way that's really helpful for the guys listening and girls listening as well, potentially, to do with sort of sex and power and getting the most out of yourself, really?
Yeah, when it comes to sex energy, a very practical thing that people can do is, we're used to, if we just talk about video and personal entertainment, if the men and even women listening to this could actually changed their value and use of personal entertainment time from something as divertive into something that's transformational, they would be able to awaken and evolve themselves to be more confident, to be sexier, just by changing their relationship with the power of media and how they use it. And this can be done on a, iPod.
Explain that in a more practical, practical term, and almost, I mean, for myself, even just dumb it down a little bit.
Well, it would be to change how they use media from a personal entertainment experience, like I value this artist, this favorite band, and so forth, into entertainment for their heart and soul. So that they would actually start choosing media that instead of escapes or diverts themselves or educates themselves, to bring in transformational entertainment. So really having an awakening relationship with media so that through the law of resonance, they can allow themselves to feel good, but to do it consciously. So we know how people can put on a certain song when they want to feel good. Well, that's where this begins, where you can really resonate at star and starlit levels yourself simply by changing how you use media on your iPod, on YouTube. Yeah. So
that's a perfect explanation. It was just me with my mind in the gutter. I just wanted to clear that up.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Now we're getting to the alpha round. So here, we just want you to give away some of your brilliant alpha tools and resources that help you get where you are and help you sort of function on a daily basis. So firstly, we're just looking for some of your sort of favorite or current books that you'd like to recommend in your specialist areas or just in general.
Okay. In business, I would recommend the book The Millions Within by David Neagle. He's one of my master coach mentors. I'm part of a group coaching of his for business growth. Really transformational stuff.
Brilliant.
And for belief and kind of that area of spiritual growth, faith, I would recommend Dr. David Hawkins. Any of his series of books, beginning with Power Versus Force. Really transformational stuff there. For balance, I would recommend Energy Medicine by Donna Eden. And for sexuality, there's this crazy one. It's really crazy. I found it on the 40 worst book cover titles ever, kind of a blog post. And it's called A Guide to Sex in the Afterlife. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
Oh my God.
But it's tongue-in-cheek, but it's really advanced for those who are ready for it, so, yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, that is some really interesting resources of books there. I want to go check some of them out myself. Right, what'd you say is a good productivity resource, an alpha productivity resource that you use on a daily basis? What helps you be productive?
I have this app I use called I Talk Fast, and it helps you... It's a crazy name.
Carry on, sorry.
Yeah. It helps you to burn through audio programs a lot faster, so up to 2.5 speed.
About this.
Yeah. So
that's
you can
brilliant.
Really, just soak things in audio wise. Love that one.
That is good. Right. And have you got a maybe more high tech than that, a really high tech resource and a low tech resource that you think are really useful and you'd recommend?
I have this rubber mallet that I use when I want to get myself motivated.
For those in the
that
UK,
was the high tech.
A bit like mallet, mallet. But,
okay.
What? Talk us through that. You just whack yourself around the head to wake yourself up, like a slap around the face? Or
it helps when I don't have coffee around. Yeah. Really high tech. Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you ever get anyone else to help you out with that, or is it just a personal
sometimes thing? Sometimes they willingly volunteer for that.
And what about a high-tech resource, something either on the internet or just a crazy gadget that you use?
I like external hard drives with USB 3.0, cloud storage, fast internet connections. There's an app that helps you to determine the speed of the Wi-Fi. The Ookla thing, because I do world travel a lot. So
what's that app called, sorry?
I think it's called, I don't know, it's like Ookla, but just the speedtest.net, I think it is. And then they have the app you can download from there. So it helps you determine like Wi-Fi speeds. So, yeah.
Brilliant. And have you got one of your personal alpha habits that you think is really sort of essential for you personally and helps you do what you do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's this thing I've been doing, which is really, you could call it transformation with media, natural grounding. And I've been doing that for over 10,000 hours. Really, what I referred to previously is the transformation with media. So instead of, I mean, I love movies, I love personal entertainment, but that's like 5% of my entertainment time. Most of my awakening growth is using media, but to awaken my heart and soul and to be more creative, to be more empowered and all of this. So it's how I use media, and that's my go-to personal growth standard. So even referencing Palmy, the goddess energy and so forth, that's what I'm doing with media. It's my go-to standard.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. There's just so much media out there, and like especially a lot of people just get sucked into watching just mindless, useless TV every night for hours on end. And that's why I like movies. I like a clear start, a good story and a finish. And you know, there's going to be some quality in there if someone's made the effort to make a movie, and obviously read the review before you start watching it, and wait, you don't want to waste your time.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. Yeah. What do you think was holding you back?
Primarily trying to figure it out on my own with my ego instead of going to the masters earlier and hiring master coaches or learning from some of the best in different areas.
Definitely, just open your mind. Completely agree. Yeah. What's some of the best advice you've ever received?
Let's see. Yeah, it would basically be the same thing, of not submitting to masters earlier, and also, just learning from someone who's already at the level you want to be at, instead of figuring it out on your own. And that money buys you speed, so you can keep trying to figure it out on your own. Or you could pay a master to help you get there much faster, kind of a thing.
Yeah, completely agree. And I think it's important to, like you said, have a mentor who doesn't just know how to do it, has been there and experienced it, and, is not just talking from a theoretical point of view.
Yeah.
Because then again, if something goes awry or something doesn't go quite right, if they haven't actually experienced it themselves,
right,
and they have to go away from the textbook and the theory of things, they're going to struggle and you're going to struggle. So. Right, we've got to the final round now, and this is, well, the final question, really. This is your wake-up question. And so if you were to wake up tomorrow morning and you had to start with a clean slate, but you still knew everything you had that we talked about today in this session, what would you do and why? You haven't got any of your contacts. What would be a priority in that first day and week?
I would go straight to seek out the best in the world in certain areas that I really want to succeed in and see how I can help or serve them, providing them value to advance their life or grow their business or influence, or simply to hire them to form connection.
That would be the goal then. What on day one when you woke up, so would that be, you'd be, if you didn't have a laptop, you would be going to get some, maybe to an internet cafe and just researching and getting hold of these guys, or spending, what would you do instantly?
I would go through, get on Skype at an internet cafe, and then if this is assuming I didn't already have my previous contacts, then I would do a little bit of Google research, and if it's someone who isn't accessible, then I would get a hold of their agent or assistant and see how I can get a meeting with them.
Brilliant. Okay, mm-hmm. And we're talking about there's not much things holding people back apart from their mental games. Where exactly, so you're in Thailand at the moment, where are you living most of the time and working?
Been living abroad for the past, generally most of the past 3.5 years. But before that, it was Austin, Texas, and I'm moving to Los Angeles this year.
I saw something about you. You got your 10-week delay, so you're probably moving there in 8 weeks, is that right? Ish.
Yeah, about 80 weeks. Yes, 8 weeks.
Brilliant. So where did you go on your travels for sort of 3 years? All around or a bit of a base anywhere?
Oh, yeah. Staying in different countries for like a month and a half. In Europe, Central America, South America, Thailand several times. So.
Okay. Yeah. When I spoke to you 2 weeks ago, we got the builders interrupted us. Was that Mexico or where was that?
Yes, Playa del Carmen, Mexico.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah. Okay. Who do you think I should interview next and why, or very soon?
Yeah, I would recommend my protege, Etienne Charland, who's also become very advanced on his own. He's studied from a couple masters. I was one of them when it comes to sex energy and the way that we do for transformation. Etienne Charland, he's very advanced with spiritual, sexual transformation, healing, to help people really make big changes in their lives and to have more success doing in alignment with their passion and purpose. Really for millennials, perfect. But he has a lot of value for people who really want to break up their foundation to live in more success in alignment. So,
Excellent. Thanks for the heads up on that one. I probably wouldn't have found him without your help. That's good. And what's very definitely finally, what is the one question I should have asked you or you wanted me to ask you and I didn't?
Boxers or briefs?
boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
Boxers.
Yeah.
We won't go into my personal thing. I was just going to debate about that. But yeah.
Or okay. G-strings.
And I mean, it's been brilliant today. I've learned a lot. I've learned a ton. And I think we're just scratching the surface. That's what it feels like for me. So how do we contact you? What's the best way of hooking up with you and finding out more?
Yeah, I would just go to my blog, sexenergysuccess.com, and there should be a way to contact me off of the blog.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, and we will give you the heads up when your specific podcast goes live, and all the resources will be on there. And it's been brilliant. As I say, I feel like we're just getting going, so we might have to have you on in a couple of months, I think.
That sounds good.
Cool. Well, thanks for your time. Is this holiday at the moment, or is it a work holiday, or a mix, or?
It's mostly work. Mostly work.
Okay. Well, enjoy Thailand and your work, and I will speak to you again soon, man.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks a lot. Cheers. Bye.
All right. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by FLF29, Fit, Lean, Fast, Athletic Body Transformation. What could you actually achieve in 29 days? Head over to facebook.com/fitleanfast to find out.
Thank you for enduring, my enthusiastic friend, on today's show. Awaken Your Alpha has only just been released into the wild, and to help it evolve into a fine beast, I urge you to head over to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, and leave us a 5-star review today. I urge you to head over to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, and leave us a 5-star review today. If you do, I will get Adam to big you up on the next show. Thank you, and see you on the next episode.
Quick one from me tonight. I just want to take the time to say, you know, we're just going into our full week, and I just want to say thanks to all of you. You can make a chance for just sort of 10, 20 seconds to give us a written review. That would really help. So again, some more thank yous going out. Neil1234, Matty, Stephen Finlinson, Rocco1, Mookie999, Ryan Bull. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Looking forward to more. Gary Laybourne, great speaker, and having listened to Adam deliver courses and now this podcast, can't recommend the fella enough. Cheers, mate. Very knowledgeable and passionate about what he does. Subject matter always enlightening. Keep it coming. And Fat Loss Chef as well. Thank you, guys. We've got 22 reviews on there. Lots of 5-star reviews as well. But if we can get any more, I'll give you a shout out. I really appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy this week's podcast. I will see you on the other side. Bye.